Today's shiur, we're going to be starting from Torah Kuf Lamed Tes, chapter 139. And today's shiur is dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Rabbi Hillel ben Meir, the father of one of our close friends, Jonathan Rogoff, whose yahrzeit was yesterday on the 6th of Iyar. We couldn't record yesterday, so the shiur is beginning today, Le'iloi Nishmasai. In addition, we dedicate the shiur today Le'iloi Nishmas Rabbi Yitzchok ben Ruvain, the father of Batya Razgoni, whose yahrzeit is this week. Torah Kuf Lamed Tes. Rabbeinu Zal bases this Torah on the pasuk Tzedek Lefanov Yehalech V'yosem Lederech Pa'amov. A person's righteousness will go before him, and it'll set a path for his footsteps. Rabbeinu Zal begins, Ki Yikoro D'Shabbatohu, the specialness of Shabbos is Ki Bechoel, during the 6 days of the week, Sheyesh Shlitas Hachitzoinim, where the forces of evil, the klipos, have power. Kishehodam oise mitzvah, when a person performs a mitzvah, azai yoinekes haklipo mehoraglin shel mitzvah. Then the forces of tumah, the klipos, are able to draw energy and power from the feet of the mitzvah. Ki kol mitzvah hi koimo shlema, because each and every single mitzvah is perceived as a complete organism. We compare it to a body with the head and feet and hands. Va'azai, and then when the klipos are drawing from the feet, ein l'hamitzvah hahi b'chinas raglin la'lois b'hem v'leileis l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then what happens is that the mitzvah is lacking feet with which to go up and walk before Hashem, present itself before Hashem. Ki haklipa lokcho haraglin, because the forces of evil have actually taken away the feet in a spiritual sense. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, ragleho yordois moves, her feet go down into death. This pasuk is quoted very often in the Zohar HaKadosh, in Sifrei Kabbalah, and Sifrei Hasidus, to teach us that the klipos always try to draw from the bottom of the Kedusha. That's where they attach themselves to, the feet, and that's where they're able to draw from. Lahavdil, like the concept of tackling somebody in football. Ukishebo Shabbos, but with the arrival of Shabbos, v'nizbatel shlitas hachitzoinim, when the power and rulership of the klipos is eliminated, azai oilin horaglin mea mitzvah, then the feet of the mitzvah, shehoyu betoich hachitzoinim b'choil, which were in the domain of the klipos during the 6 days of the week, sheyonku mehem, and the klipos were drawing sustenance from the feet of the mitzvah, on Shabbos, those feet go up, va'azai oila hamitzvah, and then the mitzvah is able to rise up, v'hoileches lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and go before Hashem, present itself in its full beauty and glory before Hashem. V'zehu, this is what's meant by the pasuk in Yeshaya Novi, chapter 58, where the pasuk says, im toshiv mishabos raglecha, if you will return your feet because of Shabbos. There the pasuk is referring to a person who's not going to travel. He's about to travel, but not going to do it because of Shabbos. Shal yidei, but now Rabbeinu Zal interprets it differently. Shal yidei Shabbos, toshiv v'sachsoir horaglin lohitzion mibein achitzoinim. That through the holiness of Shabbos, the feet will return. They will leave, exit from the place of the klipos, the chitzoinim. Vazai oila hamitzvah, then the mitzvah can rise up, vahoyleches lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and present itself before Hashem. VaKadosh Baruch Hu mishtasheya bo, and Hashem delights with the mitzvah. He enjoys the mitzvah. Afim nasis al yidei koton shebiktanim, even if the mitzvah was performed by the lowest of the low, the smallest type of person, ubeli kavona ushlemus haroi la mitzvah, and it was done without the proper intention and without the perfection with which a mitzvah really should be performed. Im kol zeh, despite all of that, Yesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu Tainu Godol Me'amitzvah. Hashem receives major pleasure from a mitzvah. K'moy ha'ov sheyesh lo tainu godol kishebnoi maschil ha'aloich. Just as a father, when a small child first starts walking, the father derives tremendous pleasure from it. Af she'enoi ha'aloich koroi, even though the child isn't really walking properly yet, he's slipping and sliding and stumbling. Im kol ze mishtashaya ma'oid mimenu. Despite that, the father enjoys it tremendously. Look, look, my son is learning how to walk. Look, he's trying. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishtasheya ma'oid mikol echot miYisrael kishoyis ha'mitzvah. So too, Hashem enjoys tremendously and delights from every single Jew when they perform a mitzvah. V'hinei ha'hoylech ba'midbor b'mokim she'en derech. Now Rabbeinu Zal opens up a new track of thought. When a person is walking in a desert or a wilderness where there's no road, no defined path, eino yochol la'aseis derech kivusha al yidei pamei raglov. The person does not have the ability to carve out a well-trodden path through their footsteps by going back and forth. Kiim kisheyelech harbe, unless the person will go back and forth many times. The hamitzvos nikroim tzedek. The mitzvahs that we perform are referred to as tzedek in the Torah. Kamoi shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 119, kol mitzvosecha tzedek. All of your mitzvos are tzedek, righteousness. V'zehu, now Rabbeinu Zal goes back to the original pasuk that he based this chapter on. Tzedek lefonov yahalech. Tzedek will go before you. This refers to on Shabbos, when our mitzvah goes before Hashem. Azai v'yosem lederech pa'omov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oise mipa'amei raglov derech. Hashem makes a path, makes a road from the footsteps of that mitzvah. Shehu nemar al derech. Shehu kvushol rabim. This is referring to a path that's very well trodden. Kimachmas goydel hatanugim vashashuim sheyesh laKadosh Baruch Hu miyamitzvah. Because of the great pleasure and delight that Hashem feels from the mitzvah, oise mipa'amei raglov derech kivusha. Hashem makes a well trodden path out of the footsteps of that mitzvah. V'zehu v'yosem lederech pa'omov. And this is what's meant by the words v'yosem lederech pa'omov, that Hashem sets his footsteps on the path. And again, this is accomplished through the holiness of Shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal adds, ayin inyin zeh lekam en simen reish ayin zayin barichus. This chapter, which we just learned, which is relatively short, is going to be elaborated on and clarified much more later on in chapter 279, in the first half of Likutei Moran. Any questions? Okay. The next chapter is short, very powerful. Chapter Kuf Mem, 140. This is based on a pasuk in Iyov. Biyad kol odom yachtoim, lodas kol anshei masehu. With the hand of every person, he seals so that all men may know his deeds. Rabbeinu Zal begins, Ki hatzadik biatzmoi yefsher lahasigoi. The tzadik himself, it is impossible for us to really understand him completely. Ki ein boi shum tfisa. We have no grasp, no comprehension of the tzadik himself. Ki hu lemalo misichloi. Because the tzaddik is above our understanding, above our comprehension. Rak al yedei anoshov hamekurovim elov, it's only through the followers of the tzaddik, his students, those that are close to him, yuchal lohovin mailas hatzaddik, that we can get to understand the virtues and the greatness of the tzaddik. Ki al yedei sheroyin anoshov, Shehim anshe maise, yoreim ushleimim, when we observe the close followers of the tzaddik, that they are really virtuous, religious people, ubohem yesh lahem tfisa v'hasoga, and in them we do have a grasp, we can understand them, we can relate to them much more so. Ki ha'olam einam rechoikim adayim mehem kol kach kemoy me'atzadik bi'atzmoy. Because the general public is not as far away from the students of the tzaddik as we are from the tzaddik himself. We can relate much more easily and understand the students of the tzaddik much more. Al kein, therefore, mi sheroitze ho emes, a person who is seeking the truth, efshe loy leida mailas hatzaddik al yedei anoshov, will be able to get to realize the greatness of the tzaddik through his followers, by coming close to his followers. V'zehu kemoi moshel hachosam. This could be compared to a seal, an insignia that's used to make an imprint, to place a seal on a paper, for example. Shehaksav hechokik olov yefshe likroisoi. Usually, if a person wants to read the writing on a seal, it's hard to make it out. It's hard to figure it out. Because the letters, the image, is upside down from how it's going to appear when the person places it on the paper. Rak al yedei shemakin umetzayren hachosam al shaiva. It's only when we stamp that stamp in wax or on a paper, something like that, royin ha'oisiyos vatsiurim hachakukim al hachosam, then we can see the letters and the picture that's engraved in the seal, umevinin ksav hachosam, and then we can read it, we can understand exactly what's on that seal. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk means when it says, ubeyad kolodom yachtoim. Rabbeinu Zal explains now, Hatzadik nikra kol odom. The tzaddik is referred to as kol odom, all of mankind. Kamashikosuv, as it says in Koheles, ki ze kol ha'odom, because this is the duty of every man. And there it's referring to a tzaddik, a person who achieves a very high level of success in serving Hashem. So the term kol odom refers to the tzaddik. V'ze lodas kol anshei masehu, al yedei anshei maiseh shel tzaddik, through the true followers, the close students of the tzaddik, tuchal leida oisoi, you'll be able to understand and get to know the tzaddik kemosho hachosam, as in the example of the seal that we just gave. V'gam hatzaddik hu b'chinas chosam, and we know that in fact we find the term chosam, seal, is used regarding the tzaddik, k'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'tze'etzov chosam ba'ois bris kodesh. Hashem has sealed his offspring with the sign of the holy covenant, referring to a bris milah. V'tzaddik human denotar bris. And we know the Zohar HaKodesh tells us that the title tzaddik refers to one who shows outstanding qualities in the purity of the bris, the covenant. So the term chosam, to seal, the bris milah is referred to as a seal, an insignia. Hashem places his seal inside of the person. And again, the tzaddik is referred to the one who is shomer habris. We know that the title tzaddik is applied specifically to Yosef HaTzaddik, because he represents the midah of Yesoid. Yesoid is bris. Yesoid is the sixth attribute of Hashem within the seven lower attributes. And Yosef is bigimatria, six times Yudke Vavke, to show that he represents the midah of Yesoid, which is bris, which is referred to as chosam. There's a story brought about one of the students of Rav Nosson Zal, who once came to meet with a friend of his who was also a student of Rav Nosson Zal. And the one who he wanted to meet wasn't there at the time, but one of Rabbi Nachman's students was in the house, who I believe was the father-in-law of that student. So the person was there for a couple of minutes, and Rabbi Nachman's student came over to him. He realized what was happening, and he said to him, if your friend isn't here, why don't you talk to me? So he said, you're a student of Rabbi Nachman, you know, implying that you, I don't know if I can speak to you, you're so much above me. So this student of Rabbi Nachman said to him, you don't really understand. You, as students of Rabbi Nosson Zal, have a much clearer picture of Rabbi Nachman than we, the students of Rabbi Nachman. And this is an example here, where by coming close to those who are the true students of the Tzaddik, sometimes a person can get a much clearer understanding of the Tzaddik than the person would have gotten by their own direct relationship with the Tzaddik. Any questions? Okay, we continue. The next chapter, Kuf Mem Aleph, is related to the month of Elul and also related to the topic of Tikkun HaBris, purity. Rabbeinu Zal begins, Im Yizke Sheyargish Be'emes Ke'ev Chatov, if a person is worthy and privileged to really feel the pain of the sins that he has committed, Hainu, this means, Kisheyomul Es Orlas Lavovoi, when the person will circumcise, will cut away the foreskin of his heart, the tuma, the impurity of the heart. Ki kolzman sheliboy orel viotum, because so long as the person's heart is uncircumcised and it's clogged because of sins, ief sheloy lahargish beemes, the person cannot really feel the pain and the damage that they've caused by the sins that they've committed. Rak kisheyomul esor laslavofoi, it's only when a person cleans away and removes the tumah from the heart, the impurity from the heart, v'yieloi cholol balev, and then the person will have a vacuum, a vacant space in their heart, v'azai yargish levovoi be'emes goydel keivoi, then that person's heart will really be able to feel the pain, v'yitztayer v'yischaret be'emes, and then the person will really feel sorry and regret, genuine regret, for the sins that they've committed. We know Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in other chapters in Likut Imran, the pasuk about Dovid HaMelech, where he said, V'libi cholol bekirbi, my heart is vacant inside, implying that he had removed the Yetzahara, he had removed the evil inclination from the heart. And that's what we're referring to here in removing the Orlas Halev, removing the ra, the negative aspect of the heart, the Yetzahara. The term cholol also means a corpse, that David HaMelech was implying that he had slaughtered his Yetzahara. So once a person succeeds in doing that, va'azai then, migoydel hacharoto, as a result of the great remorse and regret that the person feels, yargishu gam kol halavavois shel kol hatipois shenimshuchu mimenu. So too, all of the hearts of all the droplets that came forth from this person, they will also feel that remorse and regret. Ulechol mokim shenimshichu, and wherever those droplets have gone, yargishu shom bamokim shehem, they will feel over there wherever they are. Hein oisam shenimshichu mimenu v'neshavu mehem bonov mimin bnei adam. Whether it's the droplets that came forth from the person, which resulted in the birth of actual children, v'hein oisam shenim shichum imenu l'mokom achar chas v'sholem, and so too the droplets that chas v'sholem were wasted did not result in producing children chas v'sholem, and wherever those droplets went, v'gam shom yesh lohem leiv u'shar evorim. And Rabbeinu Zal says, wherever those droplets are found, among the klipos, among the forces of tuma, they also have a heart and other limbs. They're also considered to be like a complete organism. Not necessarily physically, but spiritually, they are considered to be a complete organism. Vazai, and then, kisheyomu leslavavoi, when a person removes the tuma from his heart, the impurity, v'yargish levavoi goydel keivoi, and the person's heart feels the magnitude of the pain of the sins that they've committed, Ve'yaschil lehitstayer ulehischored be'emes. And the person starts really feeling regret. Azai yargishu shom kol halavavoy shel atipos. Then so too, all of the hearts of those droplets which came from that person, they'll also feel the yisvat alohem ho'emes, and it'll be revealed to them the truth. They'll realize where they are, that they're in filthy places. They're in the lowest, lowest depths of darkness, chas v'shalom. Ki mitchila, Rabbein Zal says, because at first, nidmalahem shetoyv lahem, they think that everything's okay. They don't realize that they're in such a place of darkness and filth. Ki hein mazike alma, because they are destructive forces of the world. We're referring here to the klipos, number one, and also these droplets that have been wasted, chas v'shalom, that have fallen into the possession of the klipos. At first, they don't realize where they are. Rak achar kach kishenimoy levovam. However, after their hearts become cleansed, become circumcised, al yedei shenimoy levav aviyem, as a result of the fact that their father, their parent, purified his heart, azai margishin hechonheim, then those droplets, those creations that were created from those droplets that are found in the domain of the sitra achra of tumah, they realize where they are now, umaschilin lekoinein ulehitstayer, and they start lamenting and really grieving. And there's a major commotion that takes place among them, that they start screaming, where are we? What are we doing here? How did we get here? And this is what's meant by the Pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, where the Pasuk says that when you will do a sincere tshuva, a sincere repentance, Umol Hashem Alekecha Eslavavcha, Hashem will circumcise your heart, the eslevav zarecha, and the hearts of all of your seed. The word zarecha means children, and the word zarecha also means seed. Hainu kisheyom ol Hashem levavoi, what this tells us is that when Hashem will circumcise the person's heart, yimoel gam levav zaroi, the person, the seed, the children that came from that person, their hearts will also be circumcised. Ulehechon shenimshach hazera, and wherever that seed ended up, hein lamin bnei adam, whether it actually resulted in producing human beings, children that were born to that person, azai mechuyavim bonov shiargishu gamkein hear her tshuva, then that person's children must feel and experience feelings of remorse, feelings of tshuva. Al yedei shenimoy levav aviyim, as a result of the fact that their parent, their father's heart, was now circumcised. V'chein im nimshach lamokom acher chas v'shalom, and so too if that seed went to another place, if it went to places of tumah, impurity, chas v'shalom, to the klipos, azai yimoylu shom halavavos, then there also, their hearts will be circumcised, v'yargishu kanal, and they will feel remorse, regret, they'll realize where they are, and be able to want to get out of there. V'hazman ha-mesukul hazeh, and the time that's most propitious for this, that's most opportune for this, hu chodesh Elul, is the month of Elul, which is the month of tshuva. Ki Elul roshe tevois es levavcha ve'es levav. Because the first letters of the words es levavcha, your heart, and the hearts of, the first letters of those four words make up the word Elul. Hainu, sheyimoil Hashem es levavoi, ves levav stam hatoliboi, referring to the fact that Hashem will circumcise you, the person's heart and the hearts of all those that are dependent on him, that are associated with him, Lehechon Shenim Shachanal, wherever, whatever place they were drawn to. Hainu Halev Shel Hatipois Le'ezamokim Shenim Shechu. Im Shenim Shechu Nesafim Bonov Min Bnei Adam. If those droplets were drawn and resulted in the birth of humans, Vehein Shenim Shechu Chas V'Shol Ma'akam Acher. Or if those droplets ended up in a different place, Vegam Heim Bonov. And they too are also considered to be offspring. Vehem tluyim boy, and they are dependent on that person. They're attached to the one who created them. And now Rabbeinu Zal adds an interesting point. V'alkein, and therefore, kishenifter ha'odom, when a person passes away, heim hoilchim achar hamito u'mekainen alav. Those droplets that went to places of tumah and resulted and created spiritual creations, they also follow the coffin when the person is being led to be buried. Umekainen alav, and they also lament after their father, the one who created them, who passed away. Kimoi bonov mamish mimin adam, just like the person's own human children. Ach sheze shehem hoilchim umekainen achrov. However, having these children, these spiritual children that were created from sin, from chas v'shalom seed that was wasted or seed that was placed in inappropriate places, those creations, when they follow the person's coffin, it's a terrible disgrace and humiliation for the person. Rachmona litzlon, may Hashem protect us. Rachmona Litzlon, may Oinshim Halolu Kayadua, may Hashem protect us and save us from these terrible punishments, Kayadua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that this is a terrible embarrassment and shame and suffering for the person that passes away, if Chas V'Shalom, this is part of the funeral. It's interesting to note that there's a Minhag Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, there is a custom, especially among in the Ashkenazic community. I'm not sure if the Sfarim do the same thing, but it's considered a very old and sacred custom that when a parent passes away, the children do not go out to the cemetery. They can attend the funeral. They come to the funeral parlor. They can be present there. But when the coffin is being taken out of the funeral parlor and put into the van or being carried to the cemetery to be buried, the children do not accompany the coffin. And one of the reasons for this is, in order that by the human children not accompanying the coffin, it also makes it that these other children, chas v'shalom, also cannot go. It's a protection, in a sense, for the parent that passed away not to undergo this humiliation, this suffering, chas v'shalom, of being accompanied by these forces of tumah, in a sense. That's one important point related to this Torah. And also, I'd like to mention a story, a short story, as to how this Torah was said. Rav Nosson Zal tells us in Chayim Aran that the way this Torah, this chapter of Likutei Moran came about, was that Rabbeinu Zal was walking with me once outside the shul. And Rabbeinu Zal was walking back and forth the way he did often. And he spoke to me and he asked me if I felt a tremendous fear on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And Rabbeinu Zal told me that he felt an awesome fear and terror, in a sense, when he heard the sound of the shofar being blown in the morning. We know, again, among Ashkenazim, there's a custom that from Rosh Chodesh Elul, we blow shofar in the morning after Shacharis. We blow Tkiah Shvorim Trua Tkiah throughout the month of Elul until Erev Rosh Hashanah. The one day before Rosh Hashanah, we don't do it in order to make a separation between Elul and Rosh Hashanah itself. So Rabbeinu Zal told Rav Nosson Zal that he was gripped by a tremendous fear when he heard the sound of the shofar. Then Rabbeinu Zal went on to explain this chapter in Likutei Moran, and he said that he experienced this. And then afterwards, Rabbeinu Zal said, My daughter Adel came to me and she said to me, Father, I felt goosebumps in my flesh and tremendous fear from the sound of the shofar that I heard this morning. And Rav Nosson Zal says, I saw this, I witnessed this, that by the father feeling this fear, the children also experienced this, felt this. Any questions before we continue? Okay. Torah Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Rabbeinu Zal says, Mi she'yef sheloi lilmoid klal, a person who cannot study Torah at all. Kegoin, for example, shehu amoretz. He's a person who is completely illiterate. Can't read Hebrew, doesn't know. Oy she'ein loy shum sefer. Or the person is in a place where they have no Hebrew book available to them. Oy shehu bamidbar, or he's in a wilderness. Rak sheliboy boyer boy, v'nichsaf ma'oid lilmoid v'lavadis Hashem. However, the person's heart is burning with desire and yearning to want to study and to want to serve Hashem. Azai then, ma shehalev choymed lilmoid. The fact that the person's heart is yearning and has this strong desire to study, ze biatzmoy hu bechinas limud mitoich hasefer. That itself is an aspect of learning from a sefer, from a book. And Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain this now. Because there are at times two tzaddikim in the world that are speaking to each other, they can be separated, there can be a distance between them of hundreds of miles. Hainu, makshe one tzaddik raises a difficult question in the Torah that he's learning. V'hatzadik hasheni shom b'mkoyma, in the second tzaddik, wherever he is, v'oimer dovor shehu tirutz al hakushya shel hatzadik harishon. He ends up saying something which is actually an answer to the difficult question that was raised by the first tzaddik. V'chein lefamim, and at times, ze makshe v'ze makshe. You have these two tzaddikim that are far apart from each other. One of them asks a question, and the other one asks a question. And the question of the second person is actually an answer to the question of the first one. And through this, they're conversing with each other, they're communicating with each other, even though physically they don't hear each other. No human being hears this, only Hashem himself. Hashem from above is watching and listening, and he hears this conversation from these tzaddikim who are hundreds of miles apart. And this is what's meant by the pasuk in Malachi chapter 3, where the pasuk says, Oz Nidberu Yirei Hashem Ishel Reyehu. Then those who fear Hashem conversed one with another. But it uses the term Nidberu. It doesn't say they spoke to each other. It says the speech was spoken from them in a sense. Hainu Shemeno Medaprim Zeloze. They're not speaking directly to each other. Rakhim Nidborim Memela, but rather there's a conversation that's happening, that's occurring between the two of them that they don't even realize in a sense. Alidei Sheze Maksha Vize Metarets, by the fact that this one is asking and the other one is answering. Vize Ein Shum Beria Shoimea Kiyama Shemizborach. And this is something that no human, no creation hears this, only Hashem. Vizehu, as the pasuk continues, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma. Hashem listened carefully and heard this. Kirak hu yisborach shamea, because Hashem is the only one who hears this. Umechaber hadvorim zeloze, And Hashem is the one who connects the things to each other, the koisvan besefer lezikoroim. And Hashem documents this. He writes this into a book to be remembered. Vezehu, as the pasuk finishes, vayikosev besefer zikoroim. And it was written in a book of remembrance. Vezeh hasefer shenichtov en olav divrayim. And this book, in which their words are written, hu bechinas lev, is compared to a heart, sheyesh lamala, which is found above in heaven, shom nichtovim divrayim. And that's where their holy words are inscribed. Bebechinas, as it says in Mishlei, kosveim aluach libecha. Inscribe these words on the tablets of your heart. Now coming back to what we originally started speaking about, this person whose heart is burning with desire, he wants to learn desperately, but he can't, either because he doesn't have the brain power or he's in a place where he has no books available, he can't study. That person receives a heart from that heavenly heart, shehu bechinas sefer zikoroin, which is that book of remembrance, umisho mekabel liboy cheshkoi, and it's from there that his heart receives, draws that deep yearning for Hashem, vehu bechinas limud mitoy hasefer mamish, and this is compared to, this is a concept, an aspect of learning from a holy book. This is why the pasuk continues over there. The pasuk we quoted earlier, Oz nidbru yirei Hashem isha reyehu, vayakshev Hashem vayishma, vayikosev besefer zikorin lefonav. And it was written in a book of remembrance before Hashem, leyirei Hashem ulechoshvei shmoi, for those who fear Hashem and those who contemplate Hashem's name. And the Gemara in Brachas, page 6, tells us about this pasuk. Who is this referring to? Yirei Hashem and Choshvei Shmoi, afilu chishev la'asos mitzvah. This refers even to a person who thought of doing a mitzvah. They wanted to do a mitzvah, venenas v'lo yasah. However, through no fault of their own, they were not able to complete the mitzvah. Malel of hakosuv keilu hasah. The pasuk here gives the person credit as if they actually performed the mitzvah. That's what it means. The choshvei shemoi kizeh biatzmoi sheliboi nichsaf vechoshev lasois. Because this itself, that the person's heart is yearning and thinking and wanting to perform the mitzvah, rak sheyef sheloi, just that he doesn't have the ability to actually execute it. The person is credited as if they actually performed it. Why? Because this person draws and receives cheshek, deep yearning, from that heavenly heart, which is also referred to as a book of remembrance. V'zehu v'yikosev b'sefer zikoroin lefonov, leyirei Hashem ulechoshvei shmoi. Hainu, shezeh hasefer zikoroin shenase mishnei hatzadikim hanal. This book of remembrance, which was generated by these two tzadikim who are on two opposite places, far away from each other, and each one is asking, one is answering, and we said this is being written down, hu bishvil yirei Hashem v'choshvei shmoi. That is for the benefit of those who fear Hashem and think about Hashem, meaning Shehem hachafetzim v'choshkim la'aseis mitzvahis v'lomoy Torah. This refers to those people who want and have a deep desire to perform mitzvahs and to study Torah. Rak sheyesh lohem menios. It's just that they have obstacles v'oinsim and circumstances that are beyond their control. Ve'enom yecholim lomoid, and they can't study. Sheheim mekablim al yedei cheshek libom hechozok mizeh hasefer. as a result of the deep yearning, the deep desire that they have in their heart, that they want to learn, they want to perform mitzvahs, they receive from that holy book, from that book, Shehu Bechinas Lev, which is this heavenly heart, in a sense. The Alkein, and therefore, Avraham, our forefather, Avraham Avinu, Shehoya Roish Lagerim, who was the first one to go public and converting people, bringing people close to Hashem, he didn't have a rabbi from whom to learn when he was first born. All he had was his heart. He had a deep yearning to want to discover who created the world and to want to serve him. Avram Avinu also received from this heavenly heart Shenikra Sefer Hazikoron. V'oz loyhoyu shum tzadikim boilam. And then, when Avram Avinu was born, there weren't any tzadikim that were really publicized in the world. V'hoyo nichtav al aleiv mashechitshu haneshomois koidem habriya. So if that's the case, what was written on that heart if there were no tzadikim living in the world at that time? Rabbi Nizal says what was written on that heavenly heart at that time was the thoughts, the insights of Torah and Hashem, which were originated by the souls, by holy souls, prior to the creation of the world. V'alkei nikra Avram Avinu Tzur. And this is why we find that Avram Avinu is referred to by the term Tzur, a rock, k'may shekosev, as it says in Yeshaya chapter 51, Habitu el Tzur chutzavtem. Look back to the rock from which you were originally carved. And Rashi says, Ze Avraham, Kamo Shapirish Rashi Shem. That refers to our forefather Avraham Avinu. Kihu Bechinas Tzur Levavi. This is tied into the Pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 73, which speaks about the rock of my heart. Kiloi hoyoloi rock lev choyshek lashem yisborach. Because when Avraham Avinu first started out, all he had, he didn't have any books at the time to study from, all he had was a heart that had a deep yearning for Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, kol hagerim nikroyim al shmoi. All converts are referred to as Bnei Avraham, the children of Avraham Avinu. V'nikroyim, and they're referred to in Tehillim, chapter 47, in the words, Nedive amim ne'esofu am elikei Avraham. The nobles of the nations were gathered in the nation of the Hashem of Avram Avinu. Bechinas, Nediv Lev. Again, the term Nedive, we find that in the Chumash, when it comes to donating to the Mishkan, those who had a desire to give are referred to as Nediv Lev, people who had a generous heart, that connection between Nediv and Lev. Because again, a convert, when they are coming to join the Jewish nation, when they're first starting out, all they have is their heart, that deep yearning in their heart of wanting, yearning for Hashem, just like Avraham Avinu. Interesting, in one of the introductions to Likutei Halachos, it mentions that Rav Nosson Zal was once speaking about this topic to his students. And he was speaking about Avraham Avinu, about his heart and the deep yearning that he had for Hashem. And one of his students made a comment, oh, well, sure, Avraham Avinu, you know. And Rav Nosson Zal got upset and he said, what do you mean? You also have a heart, just like Avraham Avinu, but you're not activating it. Every Jew has a heart to feel this deep yearning and love and longing for Hashem. That's one important point. Another important point, there's a pasuk in Tehillim where the pasuk says, Lev nishbar venidke Elokim loy sivze. A broken heart, a person who feels genuine humility, Hashem will never reject. And I believe Rav Nosson Zal is the one who says that the last letters of those words, Lev nishbar venidke Elokim loy, spell the word Avraham Avinu. Because again, Avraham Avinu was the one who started out with this heart, this special heart, this deep longing for Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh goes into detail describing how Avraham Avinu first started searching. he came to a realization at a very young age that the idols that people were worshiping at that time were nonsense, were stupidity. And he started yearning for the Creator to try to discover how did the world come into existence. And he, by process of elimination, first he thought it was the sun, then the moon, then other things, until finally he eliminated all the possibilities that he was able to conceive of. And then he cried out, Creator, whoever you are, wherever you are, reveal yourself to me so that I can serve you. And it was then that Hashem revealed himself to Avram Avinu. Baruch Hashem. Any questions? Chapter 143. Mailas HaMekabel Eitza Mechach Me'ador. The great importance and significance of receiving and accepting advice from the wise men of the generation. Kihu Hamtokas Hadinim. That actually can bring about the sweetening of harsh judgments. Chas v'shalom. Kikishet sorich li'etzo. Because when a person needs advice and guidance, ve'en yodea eich lasos, and the person doesn't know what to do, he bechinas tzimtzum. That is referred to as a constriction. Kinis samseim sichloi, because the person's brain is in a state of constricted consciousness. Ve'en yodea eich lasos, the person doesn't know what to do. V'hu bechinas dinim kayadua. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that this is an aspect of judgment. When there is a judgment against a person, or when a person is in a midas hadin, that's when they have this constricted consciousness. They can't think clearly, they can't think big, they can't look ahead, they can't figure out the problem, they can't figure out what to do. And when the wise person gives this person advice, he widens for the person. He shines his knowledge, his wisdom into the person. This can be referred to as kindness, chasodim. The opposite of din, gvura. Ki chesed hu nehiru de chachmasa. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that chesed is the light of chachma. Kemay shekosa b'Zohar HaKadosh, as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Parshas Lech Lecha, Kael nehiru de chachmasa. Hashem's name Kael is the light of chachma. We know that when we speak about the midos of Hashem, the spheros, one of the ways that we perceive them, that we understand them, is that the keser is on top, in the middle. Then you have chachma on the right, bina on the left. Chesed on the right, gvura on the left. Which means that chesed is directly below chachma. And chesed receives from chachma. And this is why it's brought that chachma, the word chachma, is bigimatria 73. Chesed is 72, to show that Chesed is directly under Chochma, receiving from it. Uchsiv, and we know the Pasuk says, Chesed Kael Kol Hayoin, that Hashem's name Kael is referred to as Chesed. Hashem is kind, Hashem's loving kindness lasts throughout the day. So we see that Kael is Chesed, and Kael is referred to as the light of Chochma. So when a person is zoicha to receive advice from a chacham, from a wise person, he's receiving chesed, which mitigates and sweetens the din, the judgment, the harshness, the constricted consciousness. Rabbeinu Salyeitz? Yes, yes.
Isn't Kael also a name of Gura?
Wonderful, good question. The Zohar HaKadosh asks that question. The Zohar HaKadosh says that there's a pasuk, chesed kael kol yoyim, there's another pasuk, kael zoyim bechol yoyim. Hashem gets angry every day. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, make up your mind, which is it? And the Zohar HaKadosh explains, it compares it to a person who takes out a loan, a big loan. A person borrows $100,000 and it comes time to pay it back and the person doesn't have it, he doesn't have the $100,000. He could possibly pay $1,000 a month for something like that, but $100,000 he doesn't. If the lender wants to be kind and generous, he says, you know what? I understand your situation. I know it's not your fault. You can pay me back slowly. $1,000 a month. That you can afford. That won't break you. That won't put your family into crisis. Let's do it that way. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Chesed Kael Kol Hayoim, Hashem is kind all day in the fact that Kael Zoyim Bechol Yoim, in the fact that he gets angry each and every day, meaning he breaks up the anger. He doesn't give it to us in one shot where it would destroy us completely, but rather he breaks it up over a period of time where we can handle it. That's one response to your question. And in addition, we do have, this is an example, this is a case of a name of Hashem that takes on different properties. Sometimes the name of Hashem represents Chesed, and sometimes it represents Gvura. Another example of this is by Kriyas Yamsuf, where the Pasuk says, Yemincha Hashem Tiratz Oyev, in Oz Yoshir. Hashem, your right hand smashes the enemy. There again, the Zohar Kodesh says, 1 minute. Don't we know that Hashem's right hand is Chesed? The right always represents Chesed. The Zohar Kodesh says, correct. Hashem shows Chesed to us, to the Jewish people, when he destroys our enemies. You know, the act of smashing the Egyptians was an act of loving kindness to Klal Yisrael.
In this week's parasha, it says, Al tipnu el ha'alimim. And the curious, it says, Al not lo. And according to what Rebbe is saying, perhaps the gvura here is withholding.
Exactly. Seems to make sense. Correct. Okay, Rabbeinu Zalaitz now. Gam ksiv, there's another pasuk that says, Chua Beroiv Yoyetz, that there is salvation in a lot of advice, a lot of advisors. Again, this term salvation. Vahatzadik Nikro Rav. The tzaddik is referred to as Rav, many. Kemoishomer Rabbi Seinu Zichron Avrocha, as the Gemara says in Tainus, Moshe, Aidi Denofish Zichuse Kirabim Domi. Moshe Rabbeinu, because his merit was so great, he's considered like a group of people, like a rabbim, like many people. So again, when it says Chua Beroiv Yoyetz, the Roiv doesn't necessarily mean asking many people. It could also mean when a person seeks advice from the tzaddik, who is called Roiv, who is compared to a rabbim. Gam, in addition, Imekablim Atzas Hatzaddik. When a person receives advice from a tzaddik, af she'achar kach lo yolso lo yofa me'atzosoi, even if afterwards things seem to work out not so good, if upon following the advice of a tzaddik, azai yoideya shohoyo rak me'ashem yisborach, the person can at least be assured that this is from Hashem. Hashem wanted things to work out this way. Achim loyhoyim mekabel atzas hatzadik. Whereas if the person did not seek out and accept the advice of the tzaddik, hoyefsher shetagio loyro beligzar din shalmala, it would be possible for misfortune, for the person to suffer misfortune without any decree from Hashem. Rak shehu biatzmoi moshech al atzmoi, but rather the person brought it upon himself. Kamaisha Kosub, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 19, Iveles Odom Tesalev Darkoi, a person's own foolishness perverts his path, messes up his path, Val Hashem Yizaf Liboi, and he gets angry at Hashem. Hashem, why did you do this to me? What? And Hashem says, I didn't do it, you did it. You did this all by yourself. Achim Kibel Atzas Hatzadik, whereas if a person was Zoiche, to receive and accept the advice of a tzaddik, yoideya, and then things seem to go in a negative way, yoideya, the person can be sure, shehu rak al pi mishpot shelamala, that this is only based on a judgment, a heavenly judgment, and again, then obviously, it's to my benefit somehow. Maybe this will erase sins, maybe this is saving me from something much worse, for whatever it is. But again, the person has that comfort of knowing that they did the best they possibly could by seeking the advice of true tzaddikim. We've mentioned this many times, that the term etza, advice, the Zohar Kodesh actually refers to the Torah as Taryag Itin Doraisa, the 613 pieces of advice of the Torah. And there's a pasuk in Mishle where it says, Li etza v'sushia, in me is found advice and salvation, in a sense. Generally, very often people go to a tzaddik for a bracha, which is something beautiful and special, but many people don't necessarily realize the importance and the benefit of seeking out advice from tzaddikim. When any important decision needs to be made, a person needs guidance and direction, sometimes not to rely necessarily on their own thinking, but sometimes a person will ask a tzaddik and they'll see that the tzaddik's knowledge and perception is much wider, much broader than anything I could have thought of. He thought of things that I never would have possibly thought of that have major bearing on the decision that needs to be made. Baruch Hashem. We'll hold it over here for now. Any questions before we sign off, please?
Yishakoyach, Rabbi.
Sure. Rabbi Nachman once overheard one of his students davening Maariv, and he was saying the words in Hashkivenu, before Shmon Esrei, V'sakneinu be'etza toiva milfanecha, Hashem, please give us good advice from you. And the person went over it quickly, and Rabbi Nachman commented to his student, the person doesn't realize that that's one of the very important sentences in our prayer. One of the things that a person needs most in life is advice, guidance, direction, etza toiva. That's something for a person to really invest in tefillah, pleading with Hashem to be zeicha, to be able to find the true tzaddikim, who can give us the advice that we need. Baruch Hashem. All the best.